We've got a band called Wavy State of Mind going to be playing at the Rock Quest on Saturday night, is it?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are going to need to be in nice and close like this. So we've got Star. Hello, Star.
Hi.
We've got Summer.
Hello.
Jasmine.
Hi.
And Mano.
Morning.
Now, you played, some of you played at Rock Quest last year?
Yeah.
Did all of you? Were you at the same band then?
Me. Not Jazz.
So me, Star and Mano all played last year with a couple of other people as well, but Jazz has joined our band this year.
Okay, were you called Sandy Kicks or something like
yes.
that? Okay. So
Weird names,
good. So is there a story there, or is it just kind of the natural thing that happens?
Wavy State of Mind.
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of needing a name, eh? And we kind of went on random name generator.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it kind of just came up, and we're like, it's kind of like Raglan-y. We're like, yeah, we could go with that.
That'll do the job. Okay. Yeah. So who's new to the band? Jasmine?
Yeah, me.
And you're the drummer?
Mm-hmm.
But you sing as well, eh? Have I seen you singing at school?
Yeah.
My daughter Jordan was at school a couple of years ago, so. All right. So do you all, like, I haven't seen you perform, and there's no recordings that I've seen, so do you all sing?
Well, we're going to try to do some harmonies for this next song.
It's all a work in progress, but I'm the lead singer currently.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping to incorporate harmonies.
So when you say currently, what does that mean? It could change?
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us what instruments you guys play. Star, what do you play?
I play guitar.
Do you play an instrument, Summer?
I can play guitar as well.
Okay. And Jasmine, you play drums. And Mano, it means you must play the bass.
Yeah.
Do you sing?
Not this style of music.
Not this style?
No.
Okay. So, all right, here's a question. How do you decide on the style of music? I presume you all have kind of different music tastes.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it is, like, me. What I can sing, like, what kind of styles I can sing.
Okay.
Because if I can't really sing the genre, or it doesn't really sound fitting in my voice, then it kind of brings the whole song down a little bit.
Okay, so no death metal?
No.
Are there, like, really heavy bands at Rock Quest?
Yeah, there are.
There's a couple.
Hoon.
Yeah.
Did you like them?
I did like them.
The
thrash metal one.
Are they?
He like ran around and ended up on the floor.
Ah, that one.
Yeah. Okay. Do you listen to that sort of music, Jasmine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, Manoa? What sort of music do you listen to? It sounds like you might listen to something different. And come in a bit closer. You.
Pretty wide variety. Lots of punk metal, but.
What about
anything?
Right, Summer and Star, what do you guys listen to?
Anything that's not country, pretty much.
I don't know, like anything, like rock, kind of. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you write the songs?
Summer's always really good with lyrics. She's always got, like, lots of lyrics, you know, stored.
Okay.
I guess.
Our first song was already lyrically written. It just didn't have the music behind it.
Yeah.
So we just had to build that, and I guess we've kind of done that for most of our songs, actually. We've had the lyrics, and then we've built, like, the music around it.
Then the lyrics suggest what the music should be like?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, and you do that as a band?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any arguments about that? Any disagreements? When you hear about like, the famous bands, they always, like, dissolve into a mess of disagreements about how the music should be, and I'm wondering if it starts early.
Sometimes we have disagreements, but it's not massive.
Not
it's
like,
just like, oh, I don't really like that, or even though someone else might really like it, you know.
Yeah.
But we kind of move through it and find a middle ground.
Okay. And do you have to write a new song for, because you had the heats, do they call it the heats, a few weeks ago, and now you're in the regional finals. Do you have to write a new song?
Yeah.
So the heats, we only had to do one original song. And for the finals, regional finals, we have to do two original songs. So we're going to be reusing the first song, and then we've got another song that we're adding to it.
Okay, and did you do a cover?
No.
You didn't do a cover?
No. Okay,
you've got plenty of songs?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's 10 bands, including Abstract Fish Lungs, who are also from Raglan, or mostly from Raglan.
Yeah.
How are you hoping to do?
I don't know, actually. I reckon
I want to leave the stage feeling like I've done my best and that I'm happy with the performance.
Okay.
Regardless of what place or anything we come.
Yeah.
That I'm
yeah.
just happy with the way the performance went.
That's a good angle to take, actually. Yeah. But any of you guys, like, really keen to win?
I mean, it'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool.
Well, yeah.
Next year, I guess, if we didn't. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, well, so what year are you guys start? You're like year 12, 12. Aren't you? Yeah.
I'm year 12 as well.
12, 13.
Yes. Okay, all right. So this is the last year for you guys, unless, Jasmine, you fail everything and have to come back.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Is that a possibility?
Could be.
All right, let's not get into that. It's about the music this morning. If you had to describe what the music was like, or maybe who you sound like, how would you say that?
Jen Wigmore and like a little bit of Amy Winehouse-ish.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And with so many of you able to sing, are there like a lot of harmonies and things going on? You're working that into it?
Yeah, we're trying.
We're working through it.
Yeah.
You're working through it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have, I presume you've all had music teachers and things like that. Do you have someone helping out with the band at the moment?
Yeah, we've got Marto Brendan. He's like, real good, our music teacher.
Oh, yeah.
He's like been helping us a lot.
Okay.
Especially like when we would face a lot of like moments where we'd be stuck and we wouldn't know how to move forward. And he would kind of come in and be like, oh, you could do this or you could move into this. And it was just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also Marto and Rob as well. It's been helpful.
Okay.
With more so like the guitar side of things as well.
I don't think I know who Matua Rob is. Never mind, doesn't matter. Now, do you have, what about stage performance? Like, that's important. This is the Rock Quest after all.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're lacking.
Yeah, we're working
on it. Where I'm lacking.
That's where you're lacking. But you're the bass player, right?
Yeah.
How many bands do you see where the bass player's just standing there stock still?
Oh, I'm not standing there. I'll just slowly walk around the stage.
that's good.
Yeah, but apparently it's not enough, so.
So you're trying to incorporate that?
Yeah.
Who is the most expressive on stage?
Jasmine.
Okay. But you're a little bit hidden behind the drums?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love headbanging and just getting into the groove of things.
Okay.
It helps me with the drumming, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and also the drums are like, you're kind of driving the band, aren't you? Like, you're the one bringing the energy. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys feel it if Jasmine's having a day where she's like tired or had a bad day?
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Then what do? Get her some Red Bull or something. Or?
Yeah. I just hype her up.
Just hype her up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're the front person. What do you? Have you developed some moves and things like that?
Yeah, I think I've got a reasonable amount of energy on stage. I kind of just, once the music's going, I'm just all in. You know?
Yeah.
But the moment before the music starts, you're like, you're on the stage, you see the crowd, you're like, and then the music starts and it's like, everything's fine. And then I can dance and do whatever I need to.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And Star, like, I've known you for a little while. Yeah. I didn't think of you, I always thought of you as like a little bit shy.
Yeah.
So what's it like for you getting up on stage?
Well, I'm definitely not like, I don't know. It's like good when I get up there, but like, yeah, kind of when I get more into it, it's,
you gotta like get into the groove for you to like. It takes you like a little bit, to kind of get comfortable on the stage and just feel it.
And you haven't got a long that long. You've got like two or three songs that you're playing.
Two songs, so we have 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could make it three short songs.
Yeah.
If you felt like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I did want to ask you. No, you already told me. Off the ear. I had this question here about Brain Rot, this other band. So there was going to be another Raglan band, but they didn't enter.
No, not in the end.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
So for those of you who were in it last year with the band Sandy Kicks, what did you learn from that and try and like incorporate into this year?
Stage presence, probably. I reckon that's a big.
Yeah.
It's a big learning curve, I think, stage presence, like. You think you might be doing a lot, but then you look back at like a recording or something, and you're like, "Oh my goodness!"
Yeah,
like I look like a statue, and so you have to like take that and then process that, and then be like, "Okay, what can I do to like better that?"
Yeah, yeah. I must admit, I had a friend who was a bass player years ago, and I videoed his band, and he was astonished because he was standing dead still, and he said he was convinced he was moving around, and the whole gig he just stood in one place, and it was. I think Manoa, that's probably your experience as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What sort of, can you, no, actually there was a question I wanted to go back to. So what do you, if you just have to describe in words what your band sounds like, what do you sound like? At the very least, give us some genres or something.
Genre.
Oh.
What do you reckon?
Oh.
Like.
Have you never been asked this question before?
Not really. I mean.
A little bit. I feel like our first song is very much like Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Like, vocally. And the second song is almost like Paramore. Like,
yeah,
with the big chorus and, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you made any tweaks? Like, was the previous Rock Quest the first time you've played some of those songs to a crowd?
Yeah.
And after that, did you think, okay, we want to make some tweaks or anything like that?
Yeah, well, we made a complete different song for the... Yeah.
You had to make a new one for this, didn't you, anyway? You haven't changed the old one.
We cut it
slightly.
Down.
Oh, yeah. We shortened the verses, but other than that, it's the same.
Just so it could fit in the time frame.
Oh, yeah, okay. What happens if you go long? Does someone just turn off the power, or what's the story?
You're not graded or marked after this time.
Yeah.
Right.
So you kind of want to have all of it in the time so that you can get the best marks.
So you've got the big finale at the end of the song.
Yeah. It's not going to.
It doesn't get counted. Okay, all right. And are you doing things like band stuff, like photo shoots and all that? Like,
no, not yet.
Well, not a lot full-on photo shoot, but like, you've got to get your photo taken a little bit, or have you kind of got on
no,
that?
Actually.
Right. Because there's more posing there, see?
Yeah. We should do that. I think that's a good idea. I think we should do a day where we just go and take a whole heap of band photos.
Get them. So what about for the future, regardless of what happens this weekend? Do you have other plans for the band, or is it mostly about getting to Rock Quest?
At the moment, it's just getting to Rock Quest, but I don't know, have we...
I'm hoping, moving forward, that we can, like, maybe after Rock Quest, actually go to the studio, record, and publish our songs.
Okay.
And then carry on.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'm one of the organisers of the Whangaroa Talent Factory, and we just got a bit of funding yesterday, I was told about, so... We should be on this year. And we couldn't get you guys last year because the timing was off.
Mm. Yeah.
But last year we had to do it in the July school holidays because the election took the town hall in the October holidays. So this year will be in October. So hopefully you guys are around.
Yeah,
and we'll get you on stage and then Raglan can see
definitely
what,
am.
Because I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear what you guys are like, what you're about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you getting time off school today? Not really.
Like first period.
Oh, really? You've got the whole...
Oh, not... I don't know. Kind of.
Yeah.
Half of it.
Okay. All right. Well, look, that's... I think I've pretty much asked what I want to ask about. I hope you guys have a good show. I hope you do well. I hope it's a Raglan one too.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And my Astrak Fish Lunch, they came like second last year.
Yeah, they did really well.
So I'm sure they would be really keen to win it this year.
Yeah.
And try to get into the national finals. Would you like to get through to the national finals? How would that feel?
Yeah, that'd be cool as a...
It'd be pretty cool.
I think it would be mind-blowing. Like,
especially if it was both the bands.
Yeah, if it was like...
Ones and us.
That'd be absolutely crazy.
Yeah, there have been people from Raglan who've got through before. I think Connor McCabe, who you might have seen... I don't know, you guys might have seen... You shouldn't have seen him DJing because you're not allowed in the venues, but when he was a student at Boys High, he got through to the national finals for Rock Quest, so... Yeah, it has happened with Raglan people before, so that'd be really cool. All right, guys, thanks for coming in.
Cool. Thank you for having us.
Folks, that was Wavy State of Mind with Star, Summer, Jasmine and Manoa.